told me to do. The vet told me that sometimes cats have to be, and I also spent another, God knows how much, on hormones that I'm supposed to spray around that will de-stress the cat.
Listen, you love your shoes more than the cat. Why don't we just give the cat to someone who will take care of it?
Because I think that these things will work out. I mean, there's this brand of cat litter that
I feel bad about locking the cat in a small room for 3 days where she can't run and do what she normally does and stretch out.
What does she normally do? She sleeps. I mean, and the vet told me, I'm not even doing it to the extent the vet told me. She said, sometimes a cat has to be, you know, made to stay in the room with the cat box and be retrained to it.
Absolutely.
And I said, how long does that take? Mm-hmm. And she said, well, it can take up to 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now that...
And the smaller the space, the better, right?
So listen, Dr. Mengele, how long have you thought of this? Have you been thinking about this, about how great it would be to put the cat in the laundry room for just two weeks?
I, being the kinder person, said I couldn't do that, but I couldn't
put the cat in the gulag for 2 weeks, but a nice 3-day weekend could be okay.
You used to clean, the only time you ever cleaned a litter box when we were first married 20 whatever years ago.
24, darling.
And you took the litter and you just sat it on the balcony of our apartment. That was you've never cleaned a thing that has to do with cat urine.
Yeah.
You don't know, it can wreck a house. So
Look what this animal's doing to you.
I don't want to put the animal in solitary confinement. I would rather find a loving home for the animal. I love the animal. I told you, I get on the ground and I lay down with her, and she does that thing because she gets no freaking attention.
Do they have anything that's similar to electric fences for cats, like that you could use inside?
A taser.
What fun that would be.
Maybe I think we'd just find a nice family. And, you know, and Furball's, how old is she now? 13?
13.
She was born in September of 92. I just looked at her chart at the vet.
What's a normal cat life expectancy?
About 1,000.
13 to 18.
1,000, Mike.
Oh, and you know, and even Buzz told me, or maybe it was Marcia, said that occasionally one of your cats, like, poops right outside the cat box. Is that right?
The one that's no longer with us, sometimes she had trouble hitting the mark. She always kept it right there at the litter box.
What the vet told me about that, too, was that they want to go in the litter box,
right,
but they don't like the brand. So that's why I went out and bought the best.
Now listen, hold on. Like the cat knows the brand, please.
This is so much analysis for a little dirty little animal.
Hey, I love this animal, but I'm not going to let the animal be locked up in the... You know, it's like in that Clint Eastwood movie, 3 days in the cooler.
3 days in the hole.
In the hole. That's what you're saying.
Right.
Put him in the hole like an Escape from Alcatraz.
Have you thought about looking at your cat and saying, what we have here is a failure to communicate.
Well,
cat goes in the shoe room, a night in the box.
The cat...
Why would the cat care if it's in the laundry room, if it has food, water, a comfy place to sleep?
Why would any living, breathing creature
want
to be in a room that's approximately 6 feet long, 3 feet wide, the equivalent of a jail cell?
If you leave the dryer door open, the cat will have a wheel, like a hamster.
Listen, if you go with this plan, I'm giving the cat away, and I'm going to find a good, loving home for the cat.
If the cat needs to be retrained, that's what will happen.
No, I think the wife needs to be retrained.
But, you know, I tell you what, you take care of all the litter box.
I'll take care of it. You know what you do? You shut the door to your room where the cat is peeing on the floor.
She'll pee somewhere else. She's not
peeing
in the litter box.
The only room that she's peeing in is your shoe room.
The only room where I have found it.
Yeah, you count the corners in your house because there will be not one of them left alone.
You know what they sell at the pet store, and I was afraid to buy it, was a black light that you could walk around looking and finding the places where your cat,
that's great,
I mean, or any animal peed.
That's great.
You know what they sell at, I think, Walmart's and Kmart's? Pellet guns.
I thought you were going to say a blender.
No, that would be
a
cruel.
Blender. See, look at this. You are like the worst cat mother of all time.
I have been running around all afternoon with my cat.
Oh, yeah, you've been running around. Oh, that's very strange. Running around charging one overpriced item from another that the carny vet is trying to sell you.
Our vet's carny now.
Well, no, come on.
Listen, you become Dr. Doolittle. How do you know what's better for the cat?
Because I know cruel, and cruel is locking a cat. That's the equivalent of locking a cat in a closet for 3 days. At least let the cat have the run of the house. There's nobody there.
If she has the run of the house, she's peeing somewhere.
On my shoes! On my shoes! On my fancy Sex and the City shoes!
She's been shut out of my shoe room for like 3 days, and still, her cat box is stinking clean.
What about feline Pampers?
Somewhere.
What?
Feline Pampers.
That's a good idea. Or maybe a bag.
Yeah, just like tape a bag to it. See how liberally it goes in your house when we got to live with
it. For being someone who's like Mother Earth and you know, you generally are on the side of good and everything, you're an evil, evil, evil villain on this one.
You want to lock that cat in a room. I'm making the most effort. I'm not sending her to Bart as much as I would like that. I'm working with her.
The pheromones will probably work.
I am going to give the cat away. The cat's not going to be locked up.
Oh, the phones are lighting up. People want it.
You don't think that's cruel to give a cat that's lived with us for 13 years to a new home?
If mommy's going to lock baby up in room for 3 days, yes, what, Mike? What?
Input equals output. Deprive the cat of water. Cat would be less inclined to water your shoe room if the cat is dehydrated.
I am going to give the cat away.
Maybe Mike should take Furball and I would promise you that I would not do anything.
You know, there was a time that you would not even have said that in a kidding manner, because you know what Mike would do. You know, Mike will skin the cat. Mike will boil the cat.
No, I've never killed a cat in my life.
Oh, liar! Like we don't play marbles at your house with cat's eyes.
Okay, now you know. They're real.
He picks his teeth with the whiskers.
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. I'll tell you, for years I made all my own tennis records. That's right. In the next life, you're a mouse.
And don't forget about those fabulous. Now they're not mink stoles that you make. They're faux mink.
Well, you replace the heads with something artificial. Like you can get a Toys R Us. You can get like a fox head and make it look. But the fur is wonderful. It's terrific. And also, for many years, I made my own bows for my friends that were violinists. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, I'm going to give the cat away if you put the cat in solitary. That's it. I very rarely make an executive decision to say I override your decision.
Whatever you do decide, whatever the two of you decide, I just maintain this. The cat will not be appreciative in any way, shape, or form. I disagree.
And one thing you need to keep in mind, I don't know what you're planning, but they've closed the Golden Lion restaurant.
The Chinese place.
Otherwise, somebody could make a tremendous profit.
Correct. Pretend.
This isn't chicken.
All right.
You know, I didn't notice. Remember when we went on that cruise and I got quarantined and had to stay in my room for 3 days?
Yeah.
You weren't giving me away.
Okay. You were in a room when we were on a. Okay, that's a good analogy.
And you didn't have a dryer to play with.
That's a good analogy, because you were in a wonderful room on a cruise ship,
light filled,
where you could open the door, you could look outside at the air and the ocean, and you had room service.
What if you filled the laundry room with cat toys?
I am not
like different cat toys. Okay. And like maybe say you put 10 cat toys in the room, and you put like hot pepper on one of them.
Listen,
cat'll be playing like Jeopardy.
I have a heart. Somewhere I have a heart, and this is where it's coming out.
Mm-hmm. I have stayed in a room.
Yeah, tell that DJ in Indianapolis about that heart.
Yeah.
Cried himself to sleep for months after that.
Years.
Yes, years.
Darling.
My goal record.
Darling, you got a day to get your story straight, and if you're going to lock the cat up, I'm giving it away before Memorial Day weekend.
I have not yet decided if you're allowed to give my cat away. I have not yet decided
if you're allowed to put my cat in the laundry room for 3 days.
What if, as opposed to putting the cat in an enclosed space, you tied the cat to something? Like just its rear right paw?
No, you don't do that.
And no, but you gave it a little rope. The only way the cat would get in trouble is if it wound around something, and then it wouldn't be your fault.
You wouldn't want rope, you'd want a bungee.
Let me ask the voice of reason on the show.
I'm here. We're all here.
Excuse me, man.
You don't have to wait for that. You can ask me tonight. I'm here.
Talk to me, Frida. Yes, Frida.
Do you think a cat would be more upset to be in a room for 3 days or given to a new family after being 13 years old.
Well, a new environment might be more traumatic, but I really, a room with light would be nice.
I would make sure the room had light.
Why don't you take the cat with you wherever you're going?
Because she would be afraid that the cat would pee at the beach place.
That's not the point. It's not the point of, the point
she
is
wants
to train her.
She wants, just like with our dogs, she loves our dogs unless they pee on the furniture. So now what she's done is essentially we have gates all over our house like we have little kids again. The dogs can go in a certain area. They can walk in certain areas of the house. Other areas are off limits. God knows if they, you'd do the same thing with the dogs if they could get up to your shoe room. You'd be doing the same thing with them.
The pheromone spray should work. I don't know about the new litter and all that, but the pheromone spray should work.
Or maybe a nice Chanel number 5.
Where's the pheromone spray by itself just makes her relaxed when she pees. That's not the objective.
Oh, where's your heart, woman? Where's your heart, woman?
She's stressed out. That's why she's leaving her mark.
Do we really know? She can't speak, Buzz.
I know.
Mike.
I hear her, Mike.
She's given these human qualities to these dirty animals.
Do you ever listen to her? Have you ever heard her? When she baby, I'm being serious. Have you heard her when she does that?
You know what? I am sitting in my car now.
That's what she does, and you know what she's saying? You know what she's saying?
I want to tell you something.
I'm mad at Mommy!
I want to tell
Mommy doesn't love me! I'm being the goddamn cat!
I want to tell you something. Listen to me.
What?
She is in the car with me. I'm sitting in the car, pulled over on the side of the road, talking to you on the phone. She's in her cat cage, and normally she would be making that sound, except I sprayed that spray around the cat cage, and she's just sitting as mellow and as high as to be.
Why don't you spray it like a breath spray?
Are her eyes X's right now?
Doll's eyes.
She's quiet.
She's
quiet and stiff.
And she would be happy alone for a couple of days in a room if
she will not.
Her eyes rolled back white.
Listen, what am I saying?
Eyes.
Forget
dead eyes.
Just forget
eyes.
It. Forget it. You know, I'm gonna be out of the house after you.
Cat like that swallow you whole.
I'm gonna be out of the house after you. I'm gonna be the last one to leave to go up to the ocean. Mm-hmm. So either that cat is free this weekend or I'm giving away the cat tomorrow.
I'll let you know what you're allowed to do and stop pretending to be like you're in charge. I don't appreciate it.
Hey, listen, I am in charge in this.
You're not in charge.
It is a living, breathing creature
that loves him.
And not in charge unless you want to be riding your own motorcycle. Okay?
Oh, Jesus Christ, I don't have a motorcycle because you won't let me get a motorcycle. Now, will you please let me save an animal's life?